morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. We are here at the AI EDU Unlock podcast.
So I serve as the senior international officer for Sacramento State University. It's one of the public universities here in California, located in Sacramento, the capital of California. And I came here a year ago. And my official title is Assistant Vice President for International Programs and Global Engagement. And I'm originally from India. I came here as an international student myself. And I was a faculty in a previous institution in Michigan and came here last year to support the university's efforts to internationalize the campus. We have quite a few variety of programs in different colleges that are very attractive. But looking at it from an international student perspective, a couple of programs stands out. One is focusing on a graduate program, and then I'll talk about undergraduate program. Graduate programs we have a very, very solid electrical engineering program. And the electrical engineering program, both undergraduate and graduate, has two different focus. One is focusing on power systems, another one is in VLSI, and both are very attractive specifically for international students. And locally, if international students are coming here, not only we have faculty who have international experience themselves, they have been international students in the past from many countries who are teaching the program. But apart from that, we have strong alumni who work in this region, especially in some power companies locally, but also in companies like Intel. So it provides a pipeline of opportunity for students who are coming here to study. So I would say electrical engineering is one of the most attractive programs we have for three reasons. One, opportunities after graduation, but a very international faculty who wants to have international students in their program. And three, the industry is very welcoming of international students. And being here in the Northern California, electrical engineering program is attractive. I mean, apart from that, and that's my pitch for electrical engineering, but we do have quite a few programs in our business school, mechanical engineering in our engineering program, mechanical, computer engineering, civil engineering, construction management. Those are some attractive engineering programs. Except for construction management, all of the programs have masters. So students can apply for civil engineering, mechanical engineering, and computer engineering and computer science. In the business school, we have at a graduate level MSBA, which is Masters in Business Analytics, and also Masters in Finance, both the STEM fields, which means students can, after graduating, can take their optional practical training for 3 years, up to 3 years. That's very attractive. We have a lot of students interested in them. Apart from the traditional MBA program, we do have quite a few international students who are interested in it. And then if I look at our public health master's program is very attractive. We also have a master's in career counseling. These are at a graduate level. I'm just listing a few. And there are some very unique programs like applied behavioral sciences, the master's level. Apart from that, we have traditional undergraduate program all the way from political science to history, to psychology, to kinesiology, to business administration, marketing, and all other engineering fields. So we have a wide variety of program that students can have.
Fantastic.
So I would kind of box into three different focus. So one is, I always consider international officers should be home away from home. So students should feel very welcome and a place where they can get the support they need. So I would say our international program in global engagement aspires to be their home away from home. And we operationalize it by many ways, including hiring staff in the office who have international experience. For example, I'm originally from India. Our program analyst is from Ethiopia. Our acting director right now is from Korea. And I can go on listing. Our recruitment coordinator is from China. So it's a very international office in many ways. People who have come here to study, people who have worked in other countries working together. That's one way we have a good understanding of what support international students need. The second aspect of it is the support we get on campus for international students. For example, there are a lot of opportunities for students to work on campus. That's one of the things that students are looking for. When you come here, you want to have some practical experience working in on campus as an international student, not only to earn, but also have some experience. So we have quite a few opportunities, including working in my office and our dining services. There are some IT-related opportunities on campus. We also have opportunities for students to work in different office settings. So that makes it easier for them to kind of get to know the other side of American college campus by working and gaining experience as they earn money. So that provides, of course, all of this is based on the foundation of very good academic support that students get on campus working with faculty. And we have quite a few academic advisors on campus or trained counselors who support students. The third aspect of it is international students are always interested in scholarship opportunities. We do have a very attractive scholarship. One of the pet peeves we have is students don't apply for the scholarship we have. And there's a lot more than, for example, last year when we gave the scholarship, we were sending a communication to students, hey, we have almost $8,000 of scholarship that you should apply for. And so we are now constantly finding ways to encourage students to apply for it. So scholarship is very attractive. For example, every fourth graduate student on campus can get an institution if they apply for it, which is very attractive, huge. And which means if you have a good GPA, not necessarily the best GPA, if you have a good GPA, you have some voluntary work on campus experience, you've done some extracurricular, maybe swimming, you learn swimming, maybe you're playing some sports, or maybe you're playing in a band. All of that would make it attractive to get the scholarship. So it's not like you have to be the best in, you just have to apply, and that's often students don't do that. No. So last year we had 206 new international students who applied and got into the university. Only two applied for and got, both of them got the scholarship.
And so is it a separate scholarship application?
There is a separate scholarship application. When students apply, we admit them, we issue the I-20. Parallelly, sometime in May, they have to apply for the scholarship. I'm sorry, it opens up in March. They can apply, and then by the end of month of May, we actually start allocating funds for students for the fall semester. And continuing students can also apply for the scholarship. So the first one will be come to our website and look for information in terms of the program that they're interested in and the type of scholarship we have, but also the type of support we provide on campus, both in the international office, but also across campus, what kind of support services they would have. So that's a good starting point. And the second one is we host Zoom sessions on daily basis, Monday to Friday. And students can sign up to be part of it and come and learn more by talking to somebody live, asking questions, engaging them. There is information about it on our website. But I would ask, if students are curious about studying at Sacramento State, that's a good place to actually engage students who are international students, staff who have been an international student, asking them the questions that they have to know, like whether this is a safe place, is this a supportive place, and is there scholarship available? And so those are three questions. First one is for parents, and second is for students, and the third one is for the bills they have to pay. And scholarship is a good one to know. So those are things that they can learn on Zoom. And that provides them a basis to make a decision what place to go and study. And in terms of Sac State, I would say the three things that attract me, and not only as a employee, but also somebody who's living here, but also if I have to tell my niece or nephew to come and study here. So the three things that attract me that attracted me as an employee, but also as somebody would encourage my nephew and nieces to come to Sacramento State would be, the first one is in California, and it's in Sacramento, the capital of California. 2 hours to the east is where we have Lake Tahoe, which means if somebody wants to have snow and skiing and being in a mountainous place, we're only 2 hours away. But if somebody wants to be close to the ocean or a big city, bigger city, a megapolis, San Francisco is only 2 hours away. So being centrally located makes Sacramento very attractive. The second one I say, why Sacramento State is very attractive is there's a huge diverse population of people. And so the campus, if you look at the campus, we have one of the largest number of African Americans on campus compared to other CSUs. And we are also a Hispanic serving institution. We also have the largest number of Native Americans studying on campus. So in many ways, the campus is very, very attractive. And almost 20% and above are Asian Americans living on, studying on. So the campus is truly international in a lot of ways. The third, the academic programs are solid. And being very close to the Bay Area, being very close to tech industry, and some of the research institutions nearby, it makes it very attractive for students to come here and study. For example, just in Sacramento itself, forget about the Bay Area, we have Intel, Micron, Hewlett Packard, and Samsung. They all have the research facilities and offices here for students to find internship. Apart from that, Bosch is moving here to create a semiconductor plants. And apart from that, you have the university is investing heavily in partnering with industry to have electric vehicles research on campus in a separate facilities. So there is a lot of very attractive options, and there are very, very niche programs like the Applied Behavioral Science Career Counseling. And so the university provide quite a few attractive programs for international students, apart from the first three I said. I would say that. I mean, it's a large city, but at the same time, it has a small city feel. And that's kind of, it's a dichotomy, right? I mean, you want
I meant San Francisco.
Yeah. Like, oh, I see.
A lot of people, you know, a lot of international students want to stay close to like a mega city or like a megapolis.
Yeah.
And San Francisco is one, but people also don't realize that if you're anywhere in the radius of about an hour and a half, you're stuck in traffic most of the time.
You are.
And you're just outside of that. Like
this bubble, yeah,
traffic bubble.
Yeah. And also it's safe.
Yeah,
it's relatively safe compared to many of the larger cities. And but another attractive part is the diversity here is phenomenal. For example, after I moved here, just to give an example, there are three gurudwaras in Sacramento, and I'm just talking about religious places. You have a very large Ukrainian community here. And you have a lot of Vietnamese community here. You have a lot of Afghanis who are living here. So if you're looking for a very specialized or very narrow cuisine, I always joke when visitors come, I said, like, do you want to have Asian food or Indian food? And then they say, I like the Indian food. Then I would say, do you want South Indian or North Indian?
That's so
fine. And then they would say, okay, I'll go with South Indian. And they would say, do you want one from Andhra Pradesh or do you want from Tamil Nadu? And then they say, okay, let me choose Tamil Nadu because you're from Chennai. And then I say, okay, do you want one from Chennai or do you want from Chettinad?
Wow.
And so it goes down to a level of
specificity, restaurants.
And so that's the one I'm going to ask you later on. Where do you want to have another dinner?
I guess you just decided for us.
No, I didn't decide for you, but the options are quite a few. So students feel very comfortable. And even for religious perspective, if you have a certain faith and you want to have people from that faith, not difficult to find in this area to find a community. And that's the most important thing is, do I have a community where I feel comfortable? And that I would say Sacramento State provides that.
Fantastic. I think that's a wrap with that one.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more, and thank you for listening and joining our podcast.